Unit 4, page 38, exercise 4. The Doggy Olympics.
Dog festivals have become popular throughout North America in recent years. Typically a summer sport, the Doggy Games in Whistler, Canada, are different because they are taking place on snow. We sent our reporter Helen Roseman to see them.
The mountain town of Whistler is the perfect place for the Doggy Games. The scenery is fantastic, but above all, the town is one of the most dog-friendly places in Canada. There are 10,000 people in Whistler, and almost all of them have dogs. There are mountain walks, dog-friendly hotels, and dog walkers who walk your dog for you as a job. This week's events have attracted some of the world's best canine athletes to the town. Fans have been able to see some of their favourite events, like agility and disc catching, as well as some exciting new competitions. Today, participants are taking part in the agility event. In this event, dogs must climb obstacles, leap over jumps, and crawl through plastic tunnels in the fastest time possible. The dog's owner can shout instructions and run with the animal. I wanted to know more, so I asked Terry Adams, the owner of a well-behaved dog called Duke, to tell me how long it had taken him to train him for the event.
We've been doing agility events for over 3 years now, but this is the first time we've ever competed on snow. I've been training Duke since he was 9 months old. He's already taken part in several competitions, but he hasn't won one yet. I hope this will be our lucky day.
Two other snow events which have drawn large crowds this week are the slalom race and the ski-joring competition. In the slalom, dogs ran between obstacles. They competed against former Canadian ski champions who went through the obstacles on skis. Of course, the dogs won. In ski-joring, the skiers were pulled by dogs in a cross-country race. There have also been some really funny events in the Doggy Games, such as the look-alike competition, where judges decided which owners looked most like their dogs. The event which everyone wanted to see was the avalanche rescue competition. The competitors were all real avalanche dogs that spend the winter saving people's lives. The competition simulated a real-life avalanche rescue. The dogs had to find and dig out someone under the snow. It was fun to watch, and it showed the importance of these amazing animals and their volunteer trainers. Speed is essential for saving people after avalanches, and these dogs can smell a person under several metres of snow. All in all, the Doggy Games have been great fun for spectators and participants. What's more, the money they have raised will go to an organisation which trains avalanche rescue dogs. That can't be a bad thing.